Anakin Mudrick, depending on Hortensia Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A, date of birth is February 10th, 1964. I saw Mrs. Garcia today for a follow-up for multinodular goiter, status post, subtotal thyroidectomy. She is a 48-year-old female who had a multinodular goiter since 2007, and she recently underwent a subtotal thyroidectomy on November 28th of 2012. Her thyroid ultrasound before the partial thyroidectomy indicated that the left thyroid lobe measured 11.2 by 4.2 centimeters and the right thyroid lobe measured 2.8 by 0.8 by 1.0 centimeters. The pathology from the operative report was benign and indicated the left thyroid lobe adenomatous hyperplasia with areas of erythrocyte changes and patchy chronic thyroiditis. The isthmus portion of the gland was benign and showed no histopathological changes. The patient had her surgery done by Dr. Clyde Vanderpool. Her latest thyroid lab showed a TSH of 2.5 in the setting of a free T4 of 1.08 and a free T3 of 90, and a total T3 of 92. So free T4 of 1.08 and a total T3 of 92. The patient is currently on levothyroxine 50 micrograms daily. She states that she is feeling well. She states that pain at the thyroid is rated a 2 out of 10. She is doing very well postoperatively. Plan number one for her multinodular goiter, this has resolved. She had a subtotal thyroidectomy and only the posterior partial portion of the right thyroid lobe is remaining, period. Number two, for her hypothyroidism and post-surgical hypothyroidism, I will increase the patient's dose to levothyroxine 75 micrograms daily and recheck a thyroid function panel in 6 to 8 weeks. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.